Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. We're going to talk Valley Falls boys basketball. The Dragons 3-1 on the season, couple games here in the last week, and the loss came last Friday night on the road at Royal Valley, another Big East League opponent, and a lot of, you know, different competitions, some bigger schools you're facing here early on, Coach, and sounds like a pretty close game and had some chances, but ultimately just couldn't make the plays down the stretch to get a win. What were your takeaways from the loss at Royal Valley Friday?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with late game execution stuff. You know, we finished the game 12-21 from the free throw line. Some tired legs, and moments that we needed to knock down some shots. And, you know, I thought that it was a competitive game back and forth. The thing for us is we need to get the ball up and down the floor. First half, we didn't really do that. We scored 25 points, in the first half. We're down by 6. We come out in the third quarter and score 25 points alone in the third quarter to take the lead. And then, you know, like I said, late game execution. We were up 5 with less than 3 minutes to go with a chance to go line to knock down 2 free throws and extend it to 7 and missed both of those and did some things that we shouldn't have done. But I think in the grand scheme of things, like that's a loss that maybe get us refocused a little bit. Give, you know, Coach Brown credit. You know, they played really well, a lot better than I'd seen them play on film to that point. But I think when you play good competition, like everybody's game rises a little bit. So they got after it, and a kid hit a shot late to kind of win the game for them. So really the only bright spot I can really speak of from that game is Colin Carney had his season high of 23 points and was kind of a tough matchup for him, especially in the third quarter when we scored a bunch of our points. So, you know, I think from that game kind of catapulted us to how well we played last night against Troy.
Yeah, you mentioned Cullen at 9 rebounds to go with his 23 points, 3 guys in double digits, but you get 4 guys in double digits and back to the 70-point mark for the third time this season in all your wins, and beating Troy Tuesday night 70-46. As mentioned, 4 guys in double digits, and that was kind of one of those games like you've had a couple of this season. You were able to jump out early and just play with a lot of confidence ahead the whole game.
Yeah, we did. Early on, it was on the defensive end. I think we held them scoreless for, I want to say, the first 6 minutes of the game, able to get us out to our lead that we got to, and we just kind of kept rolling from there. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, our speed that we play with. Not sure, you know, teams have seen that to a certain point, but you know, Troy, they didn't get off to a good start, and we did, and that's really what it came down to, and was the difference in the game. And like you said, 4 guys in double figures, and when we've got guys scoring at a clip like that, it's tough to defend us. And you know, Troy did a good job. I thought that they, you know, extended out their zone once they went to a zone, but we were able to kind of slice and dice and hit some shots from the perimeter and move the basketball around, and our energy and effort was outstanding last night, all the way through. And for us, it starts on the defensive end. If we're active, and I've said that all along, if we're active on the defensive end, it leads to easy things for us on offense. And I was super proud of my guys because Troy is a really good team. They have maybe more length than what Royal Valley has, and some big, strong, physical kids. And I think last night, we'll get a rematch a little later in the season, but I think last night just came down to the quick start that we had, and that was able to just push us through the whole night.
Speaking of schedule and rematch, I'm looking at your next 4 games. You got 2 games against ACCHS and 2 games against McLeod in your next 4 games. Obviously, there's a Christmas break in there and teams that are struggling a little bit, but that's going to be kind of weird with the schedule here looking at your next 4 games.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, we have Effingham on Friday night, and then you know, that's who our next 3 are after Christmas coming out of the gate. And then we go to Mar Hill. So, you know, going against some teams that, you know, are trying to figure some things out still and maybe struggling a little bit to, you know, one of the top teams in the league and Mar Hill at their place, which will be tough for us. But our main focus is just on ourselves right now. We gotta continue to improve on the things that we need to improve upon, and moving forward, that I'm excited the potential that this group has.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it as always. Best of luck Friday, finishing out the December schedule, and we'll talk again in the new year.
All right, Justin. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, the Valley Falls Dragons. The locker room chats are brought to you by The Elevator and by Heinen Repair.